An interview with Neil Armstrong. This is an extract from an interview with Neil Armstrong that originally appeared in the Cincinnati Inquirer on the 19th of July, 2009. To celebrate the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11 landing on the moon on the 20th of July, 1969, Inquirer reporter John Johnston had a rare interview with the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. Armstrong died on the 25th of August, 2012 in Cincinnati. Neil Armstrong will forever be linked to one of the greatest achievements in world history. On the 20th of July, 1969, the Ohio native became the first human to set foot on the moon. In the years that followed, he settled in southwest Ohio and carved out a relatively quiet life. Armstrong, now 78, lives in Indian Hill and rarely gives personal interviews, but as the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11 approached, he agreed to answer questions by email.
Why did you join the Astronaut Corps?
To investigate the problems of light in the vacuum of space.
When you learned Apollo 11 would be a lunar landing, what was your reaction?
We were involved in the process that decided we would make a landing attempt. It was the remarkable progress on the previous flights that had given us that chance.
Apollo 11 was one of the most anticipated events in history. As launch day grew closer, did your thoughts ever turn to the intense worldwide interest swirling around the mission?
We had plenty to think about in just preparing for the flight. We didn't really have time to read the newspapers or watch television.
Compare the risks of flying in the space program with risks you faced at other times in your career, such as flying in wartime or as a test pilot.
Risks in spaceflight were high. Risks in flight testing were higher. Risks in combat were highest.
Reflect on the technology that got you and the Apollo 11 crew to the moon and back, and how it compares with today's technology. Computers were relatively primitive, for example. That would seem to make the achievement even more remarkable.
The technology was good enough. 50 years from now, people will ask, how did you manage to do what you did in 2009 with that primitive technology? Today, you don't worry about how good it is. It is good enough to do what we are doing.
So much was riding on Apollo 11. Describe the pressure you felt. How much of it was self-imposed? Did you sleep the night before the launch?
We did not have high pressure from others. Of course, we put high pressure on ourselves to perform at our best. As far as I remember, I slept reasonably well on the night before launch.
Landing on the moon was particularly challenging. Talk a bit about that. The drama of overriding the autopilot, the fuel situation, and finding a suitable place to land.
All the Apollo landings were performed manually. Pilots were unwilling to allow the computer guidance to make the landing and possibly stick a landing leg into a crater.
Describe what you were feeling as you stepped on the moon.
For me, the emotional feeling was associated with the landing. It was by far the most challenging and risky part of the flight. We had high confidence in the work on the lunar surface, and it was considerably less risky.
When did the words, "That's one small step," come to you?
I thought about it in the lunar module after landing, but prior to descending on the ladder to the surface.
What were the keys to making this team effort a success?
In a large project like Apollo, no one can know everything. It was mandatory that we trust the other members of the team. You develop that trust by constant interaction and the joint solving of problems.
Discuss how you have sought to balance the fame that comes with being the first man on the moon with the desire to maintain a normal life.
I like to think I'm a relatively normal person who had some extraordinary experiences.
You are sometimes perceived as being out of the public eye, and some people have incorrectly referred to you as reclusive. Why do you think that is? How do you perceive yourself in terms of being visible in the community?
That is a viewpoint created by the press because I have not given individual interviews for many years.
Three words that best describe you.
Very lucky fellow.